Paul, how's it feel to have Josh back in the
fold? Oh, good. Really good. You know, we'll watch him skate, and in the last couple of weeks, he looks stronger and faster than ever before. So what I didn't want is this thing to go to a point that he lost some of it. So all he did was miss the first day of grind, so he'll be better. It's good that it happened early and that he's back in. He really find the guys that miss training camp, not all of them, but some of them really have a hard time ever recapturing that, right, getting up to speed. So glad that it happened early.
What's the name of your starting goaltender tonight?
I know this is a dangerous thing if I start now, right? Precedent is the word. Brassard's going to start tonight.
Are you going to play the full game?
So we leave this open. I prefer that they play 60 minutes as just a mental thing. They've done enough work, right? They're in good shape, but getting their brains back into focusing for 60, that's what I think is important. I got a limited number of games. I want to get Eric to get into a game. So it's kind of how they're feeling, how it's going. Wade Flaherty, we'll talk to them kind of. When he wouldn't during the year, he'd talk to these guys in between periods, see where they're at. So I'm hoping for it. I'm open to it. But if he feels real good after two and he thinks he's got enough work, then we might throw Eric in.
What do you look for in the first preseason game from your group? What are you watching for?
Really individuals. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time looking at Brian Little, right? So all the guys that I don't really know, we've had 2.5 days of training camp, but we have covered, very briefly kind of the four major defensive systems, PK kind of included in that. We've done some video on that. So I'm looking to see how many of the new guys picked up what we've taught as an answer to how quick they can and how well we teach, right? So if we have to go back over things, so just kind of where they're at.
Paul, you said you won't miss it. I know you picked Brian just out of the hat, but you must be a little bit curious to see how that trio works because you're sticking them together tonight and playing them in the first preseason game.
Well, I saw them play last year. I mean, but they're all, two of them anyway, look a whole lot different than they did at this time last year, right? Patty's moving very well. Nick looks strong, shooting it real hard. So kind of chemistry is something that you have to rebuild every year and you have to kind of reestablish. So I'm looking forward to seeing them as a group. It's just you never put too much either way on these exhibition games. Their team, I mean, it all depends on how hard the coach skated them the 2 days before. So they're going to play a game with guys they've never played with before in a circumstance really that they've never, other than you never play three games in a row, and you never come off two hard practices and a morning skate and play. So I don't think anybody's going to be really good tonight.
With Ehlers, he's, at least to us, he's very hard on himself when there's a few of those little droughts. I mean, you say he looks good. How does he become a consistent NHLer, and is that just age maturity?
I'm going to leave it exactly at that. So what was he, 29? At a young age. So we've got to be a little bit careful of our expectations not being exponential with these kids. There is a normal curve for them. So if he can play better and score a bit more, we've got just a fantastic hockey player, and he's a young guy. He looks more sure on the ice with everything he does, more powerful with everything he does. That just comes with age and maturity. There's less trying to read the game. It just happens for them now. And that's true of all these young guys. They get faster because they don't have to think as much. They've seen it enough times. And he looks good. I got lots of confidence in him having a great year.
Well, just back to Morrissey. I mean, they say that the defense position is, it takes a while to develop. Can you recall Morrissey when you first saw him? And then just how he's developed?
Yeah, really unusual curve. So I wouldn't say that I've had another player like this. Especially a defenseman. The things Josh got drafted as a really smooth puck-moving defenseman with some real fine offensive skill. The questions for every single defenseman coming in is how will they handle these guys one-on-one? How will they defend? And through 2 or 3 years, we were happy with his progress, but we didn't, it was still going to be, he's going to have to come in, turn pro, spend a few years, learn how to defend, and that will be his Achilles heel, but he's going to be a pretty good offensive player, and then he just came back one summer and he's fairly close to our best shutdown guy, right? He used all of the tools that he had. He's a real smart player and he skates very, very well. So and he can move the puck. So those are some offensive ideas. Those are the things you talk about in offensive players. He took those and he used those in a defensive manner, and he used his quickness and his stick and moved the puck well to get us out of trouble, to establish himself very early on as an extremely consistent, reliable defensive player. We also believe there's the offensive side still there.
Is it? I know that it's Chevy's job and Larry's job, but do you have an opportunity to really think about how that two-deal works for your organization and for the player?
No, I don't. I specifically don't want to be part of that. It's not a lack of capacity. I don't think I could take an hour out of my day and wonder how that filters through, but I do not negotiate with players ever. So when Blake and I were talking this summer, we never talked about what his value was relative to other players in the league, and it would be the same with Josh. We talk about them with, I don't want to be part of that job. Can't use the right language. That's a tough job, is what I'm thinking.
Paul, it does give you a little bit of flexibility at the deadline to add a player, though, right? Like you did last year? I mean, is that?
I don't know that. But I don't know what the numbers are going to look like by the time we get there. You've got injuries, you've got all that other stuff that goes on, and I don't look at payrolls. I hope so. I hope we put ourselves in a position that that we were like this year. We think another player could make us better, but I'm fine with thinking that 6 months from now, my job is to develop all of these guys here, so we don't need anybody, right? That we can't get a better player than we already have. That's my job.
But does having Josh in here change your approach with Tyler Myers? Are you still looking at him as a left?
He's getting time there, regardless of what our decision making is. By the time opening night happens, and then that will change a month in and a month after that. So the starting point won't change. Tyler's going to get some time on the left. He wants to, and we want him to as well.
It might be a little bit early to make any assumptions or anything like this, but even in Penticton, you saw the two forward PK stack. And are you at the point where you're already teaching the young guys and the guys coming in the systems from last year?
No. So today was the first day we talked about PK video only, and what we're running on the ice tonight is going to be just, we're going to look at one or two things. Minnie has an unusual power play setup, right? Their shot tip almost all the time. I don't know if they're using that tonight. So we'll just do two or three things on Minnie and won't spend a whole lot of time worrying about it. There won't be a lot of players in the lineup tonight that are penalty kill guys for us. Most of those guys are out.
Do